Wisconsin Rapids Raptors against the Waterloo Bucks. Andy Ockham welcoming you back into the broadcast booth. And the Raptors just came off a home sweep of the second-place Madison Mallards in the Great Lakes West Division. 8-7, and a walk-off win Thursday night in which Wisconsin Rapids came back, put up a sixth spot in the home half of the ninth inning, and last night as well, 12-10, the final. Noah Rodriguez getting the ball for the Raptors, facing off against Drew Derrimer for the Madison Mallards. This is where things get tricky, though. Weather was not in the favor of the Raptors and the Mallards this past couple of days in the Rapids area. 8:42 was the time of the first pitch last night, and it was after 8:35 as well for the time of the first pitch on Friday. So a couple of two-hour delays led for a long night for the Raptors. Game ended up wrapping up around midnight an evening ago, and with a bus leaving early this morning from Witter Field, these guys aren't running on a lot of sleep. A lot of Z's were caught on the bus prior to pulling up to Riverfront Stadium here today. It's the first of two. We'll be back here as well in Waterloo tomorrow night at 6:35. First pitch, you can catch it all right here on your home for Raptor Baseball, WFHR. Andy Ockham, once again, your voice, the Raptors, back here with you. Thanking you, as always, for tuning in to today's presentation, whether it's on your FM AM dials at 97.5, 1320, or on your Civic Media apps. Nick Paulson will get the ball today for the Raptors in the home half of the first inning, but let's look at the 1-9 for Wisconsin Rapids prior to Waterloo taking the field. Owen McElfatrick will lead off in center field. Mason Onati will hit second and play second for Kirk Schreider this afternoon. Jack Matthew, after getting hit in the hand by pitch last night in the seventh inning and getting taken out of that ballgame against Madison, he's in the lineup and will hit third as the DH this afternoon. Walker Buchanan will clean things up in left field. Grayson Schaefer will hit fifth and man the hot corner. Cashel Duggar will do the catching and hit sixth. Landon Gaz getting his first start as a Raptor. The UC Irvine Anteater will hit seventh out in right field. Trent Lyles will hit eighth at first base, and rounding out the nine is Tracer Lopez, the Texas Tech shortstop. No Jorge Degatti, no Max McGuire in the lineup this afternoon for Wisconsin Rapids. Those 1-9 will be taking on the right-hander from the University of Dubuque and Burt Island, Minnesota, Aiden Efferling for Waterloo this afternoon. The 6'4 junior has worked in four ball games this season leading into today. An 0-2 record with an ERA north of 7 and a whip at 1.75 and 18 and a third innings pitch. We'll get more to his most recent outings when he takes the mound in a couple of minutes. The 1-9 for Waterloo is as follows. Lucas Moore will lead off in center field. Ben Wilmus will hit second in right. Brendan Hudson will hit third and be the DH for Daryl Handelsman this afternoon. Chase Beatty will clean things up at first base. Evan Morrison, that was a name the Raptors were familiar with back at home a few weeks ago. He'll hit fifth and play second. Ian Halverson will hit sixth and play short. Zach Mazok will bat seventh and catch. Adam Bennis will hit eighth at the hot corner, and rounding out the starting nine is the left fielder, Jay Williams. Raptors looking to get two games above 500. They tuck down the 13-11 Waterloo Bucks. First pitch just a couple of minutes away from Riverfront Stadium. Don't go anywhere. It's Raptor Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
First pitch of the ball game from the right-hander Aiden Efferling is in there for a called strike on Owen McElfatrick. We are underway from Riverfront Stadium. Andy Ockham, your voice, the Raptors, back here with you on WFHR. It's Raptors and Bucks on this Sunday afternoon. The 0-1, a 91-mile-an-hour fastball from right-hander Efferling missing up and away on McElFatrick. Owen pulled from the game Friday night against Madison, did not start last night with the Mallards, back in ready to go today. As the 1-1 misses upstairs, it's now two balls and a strike. In nine games this season for the Raptors, McElFatrick, a 295 hitter, two homers, 10 runs driven in, one of those long balls being a grand slam. 2-1 pitch, this one shot back up the middle, that one gets by the second baseman Evan Morrison into center field for a leadoff single. I'll bring up Mason Onati. For Efferling, he last worked 6 1/3 frames here at home against Rochester on June 16th, exactly a week ago. It was a 6-2 win for the Bucks. 7 hits allowed, 2 runs, both earned for Efferling, walking 1 and striking out 7 of the 27 Honker batters he faced. His longest outing of the season thus far. Mason Onati, first pitch to the two-lane product, a one-hopper to second. That one off the glove of Morrison. He'll come into field and throw to first. Just in time. McElFatrick, the second on the 4-3 putout. That is the first out of this ballgame. Jack Mathey with a runner on second and one away will step into the right-handed batter's box. Mathey hit second and caught last night. Reached 3 times, had a base hit and scored in the first inning. It was a 6-run home half of the first for Wisconsin Rapids. Also hit his 4th home run of the season in the bottom of the 6th. All 4 of those homers coming at Witter Field. Righty-on-righty battle. First pitch to Mathey misses low and away for ball 1. Obviously was interested whether Jack would be in the lineup this afternoon or not after what had happened to him yesterday. He was hit by a pitch in his hand or in the forearm in the 7th inning and was taken out of the ballgame for Cashel Duggar after he made his trip around the bases to score. That one misses low. 2 balls and no strikes now on the Raptors' designated hitter this afternoon. 78 degrees and sunny. A beautiful afternoon for baseball. Here in Waterloo, Efferling set, dancing off second. McElFatrick, the 2-0. This one hit on the ground to short. Fielding cleanly, Halverson. The throw to first is in time. Back-to-back ground outs generated by Efferling. To third on the putout is McElFatrick. That's where he'll stay with 2 down in the inning. For Walker Buchanan, hitting out of the cleanup spot. Hit 6th and played left field an evening ago. Had an RBI single and later scored in that big first inning. Was held hitless outside of that. He's been as consistent as ever as Buchanan. First pitch swinging, hits this one in the air right center field. Wilmus giving chase out near the gap. He makes the catch to retire the side. Aiden Efferling faces one over the minimum here in the first inning. It's a leadoff single for Owen McElFatrick, but he's left out on the bases. We head to the home half. Lucas Moore, Ben Wilmus, and Brendan Hudson do up against the Raptor left-hander Nick Paulson. Don't go anywhere. It's Raptor Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Let's scream for Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles. From opening day to all those summer nights, you'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others, too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great, too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
You're listening to Raptors Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, American Shaman, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, S&S Distributing, Econ Electric, Greenaway RV, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Pro Seamless of Wisconsin, Swiftwater Ice Cream, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Listen into Raptors Baseball here on WFHR all summer long or check us out on the Civic Media app.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Here we... What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
Nick Paulson, toeing the rubber. It's the bottom of the first inning from Riverfront Stadium. Rats and Bucks here on this Sunday afternoon. First pitch to the left-handed hitting center fielder of Waterloo, Lucas Moore, misses high for ball one. Andy Ockham, your voice, the Raptors, back here with you on WFHR. Thanks so much for spending your Sunday afternoon right here with us on your home for Raptor baseball. Is the 0-1 pitch. This one shot in the air, left field. That one is going to drop down right in front of the foul line in front of Walker Buchanan. Hitting the bag at first, Lucas Moore will motor into second with a leadoff double here in the first inning. Ben Wilmus, the right-handed hitting right fielder from the University of Iowa, and a returning Waterloo Buck from a season ago will step in against Paulson. Paulson worked two innings in his last outing for the Raptors that came a week ago in that come-from-behind 15-8 victory on Father's Day against the Lakeshore Chinooks. Paulson, two innings of work. Five hits allowed, five runs, three of them earned. He did not walk a Chinook hitter and struck out one of the 14 he faced. First pitch to Wilmus, misses low, kicks away from the catcher, Cashel Duggar, but he's able to gather and keep the runner Moore at second base. Paulson, four outings on the season, 13 innings on the nose, a 4.15 ERA and a 1.31 whip after throwing in 12 games for the Raptors a summer ago. On deck is Brendan Hudson, Chase Beatty to follow. Wilmus, a 353 hitter in his first 14 games with Waterloo this summer. The 1-0, that one misses up and out for ball two. A native of Granger, Iowa, was a 293 hitter in the 27 games he got to play in with the Bucks a summer ago. 18 for 51 so far in 2024 as Wilmus. No homers, 11 runs driven in, has walked 10 times, getting on base at a 478 clip. The 2-0 pitch fouled away. He's slugging 510 as Wilmus, having an OPS just under 1,000 at 987. 4-2 baggers of his 18 hits. He's got a couple of triples as well. 1-for-3 with a double. And a walk drawn in the 11-1 loss yesterday for these Bucks at Copeland Park against the La Crosse Loggers. The 2-1 pitch fouled away as well down the first base side. It's now 2-2 on the two-hole hitter for Daryl Handelsman's Bucks this afternoon. We have an old friend alert as well on this Bucks roster. Not sure if we'll see him pitch in this series, but Pierce Bowles, a relief pitcher on the opening day roster for Wisconsin Rapids, is now a member of the Bucks stable. Out on second, Moore, count 2-2. Paulson out of the stretch, he fires. This one hit on a line that gets past the Dizing Grayson Schaefer into left field for a base hit. Getting waved around from third is Lucas Moore. The throw to the plate from Buchanan is up the first base line. It's an RBI single for Ben Wilmus. Two hitters into the ballgame, and the Bucks lead it 1-0. Mentioned the Raptors in the opening week of the season swept Waterloo in a two-game set at home. The Bucks looking for some revenge here this weekend. Our umpires here this afternoon is Jacob Gorman behind the plate. The crew chief down the first baseline is Drew Taylor. Keegan Kulit down the third baseline. Brennan Hudson is a name and a face that the Raptors did see at Witter Field back in opening week. A Georgia native and an attendee of Georgia State University. First pitch to the left-handed hitting Hudson. Check swing dribbler down the third base side. Paulson gloves off the mound and throws to first in time. Good reflexes and instincts there from Paulson to hop off the rubber and make that play. It's a 1-3 put out. Advancing to second is Ben Wilmus. One down here in the bottom of the first. Chase Beatty, a new member of this Bucks roster from St. Louis University. Hitting from the right side, and a Lake St. Louis, Missouri native. First pitch to the sophomore first baseman, misses outside for ball one. Look at his 2024 stats at the collegiate level. Started in 12 games, played in 28 total, was a .224 hitter in the 58 bats he received at SLU. Slugged .362. The 1-0 pitch misses low and inside. On deck is Evan Morrison to follow Ian Halverson in this bottom of the first inning. The Rafters sent four to the plate in the top half against Waterloo right-hander Aiden Efferling. Out on second after an RBI single is Ben Wilmes. 2-0. This one popped up on the right side of the infield. Out near the foul line, that's Trent Loyolis to make the grab for Wisconsin Rapids for the second out of the inning. It's the McPherson College product and second baseman Evan Morrison. Morrison now playing in his 21st game with the Bucks this summer. Played three games for Waterloo a summer ago. 1-for-4 in the last game he played in. Did not play last night in lacrosse, but did play on June 21st in that 12-8 loss to the Loggers. First pitch, lefty on lefty battle, missing up and away from Paulson. Morrison is hit by a pitch as well, reaching twice at an RBI. Through 20 games, Morrison in 73 at-bats has seen the ball well. He's a 342 hitter. Being on base at a 461 clip, slugging 342 as the 1-0 pitch swung on and missed by the left-handed hitting Morrison. It's now 1-1. No PS, just over 800 for Evan at 803. Looking against the Rafters, he went 4-for-4 in the first time these two teams met on May 29th. A 7-6 win for Wisconsin Rapids. The 1-1. That one catches the outside corner. Paulson dotting that one for a called strike. Paulson made his first start of the season against Waterloo on that 29th. Four innings pitched, he allowed three hits, no runs, did not walk a buck hitter, and struck out six of the 15 he faced. As Morrison in a 1-2 count here, breaking ball, throws his hands out on it. That's a bloop single that's going to get down into left field. Buchanan Fields fires to the plate. Once again, that's up the first baseline and gets by Duggar and Paulson. In to score is Wilmes. It's an RBI single for Evan Morrison, advancing to second on the errant throw, and it's 2-0 Waterloo. Runner on second, two down, Ian Halverson. The right-handed hitting shortstop will step up to the plate for Waterloo. California native is Halverson, Palomar College, where he plays his collegiate baseball. Now in his 12th game of the season, he's a 333 hitter. In his first 39 at-bats, one run driven in, a couple of doubles for Halverson. First pitch on the inside corner from Paulson, misses for ball one. 1-for-3 last night in the loss to La Crosse was Halverson. Also drew a walk in the defeat. On deck is the left-handed hitting catcher Zach Mazok, Adam Bennis to follow. Rafters down 2-0 here in the home half of the first inning, the 1-0. Fastball from Paulson that's in there for a called strike. Wisconsin Rapids, when we get to the top of the second, will send up the 5-6-7 spots. Grayson Schaefer, Cashel Duggar, and Landon Gaz. 1-1 the count, leading off second, not being held on is Morrison. This delivery slapped foul down the right field line. It's now 1-2. Lucas Moore led off the inning with a double and later scored. RBI single for Ben Wilmes, one hitter later, and he was just plated on the Evan Morrison RBI knock. Two runs on three hits for Waterloo. No runs on a hit and already an error for the Rafters in this inning. The 1-2 misses high. Count evens, two balls and two strikes on Halverson. Halverson made his debut with the team on June 7th against Rochester. It was a 16-6 win here in this home yard. Went 1-for-2. His couple of three-hit games this summer as well. The 2-2 is fouled away. One of those three-hit games was in the opener of the lacrosse series on the road that these Bucks got swept in. Was 3-for-5 in the 12-8 defeat on Friday night. Count remains 2-2. Nick Paulson looking to get out of this frame, limiting the damage. Looks into Cashel Duggar. Comes set. The next 2-2 misses high. Full count work by Halverson in his first plate appearance this afternoon. A triple header at Thunder Bay. Technically, doubleheader in three quarters. They finished up these Bucks in the Border Cats bottom third. Back on the 19th as the 3-2 pitch in on the ground left side, Schaefer gloves. Fires across his body in time to first to retire the side. The Bucks send six to the plate here in the home half of the first and score two times. 2-0 Waterloo. We head to the top of the second from Riverfront Stadium. You're listening to Rafter Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Don't just score a new ride. Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL HHS or the U.S. government.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Top second here in Waterloo, 2-0 the score. It's the Bucks leading your Rafters on this Sunday matinee contest. Andy Ockner, voice of the Rafters on WFHR. Thank you so much, as always, for tuning into today's ball game. 5-6-7 do it for Wisconsin Rapids in this top of the second against Waterloo right-hander Aiden Epperling. That's Grayson Schaefer, Castrell Duggar, and Landon Gads. Grayson Schaefer played hero for the Rafters Friday night against Madison. In that 6-run ninth inning where they sent 10 of the plate, Schaefer led off the inning by drawing a walk and scoring, and he had the RBI base hit to win it, 8-7. First pitch on the righty-on-righty battle, misses low for ball one. Schaefer last night hit fifth and played first for Wisconsin Rapids, had an infield single and scored in the first inning against the Mallards and doubled with two down in the fourth inning. Swinging right through that 90-mile-an-hour fastball there is Schaefer. It's now 1-1. Lone hit for the Rafters so far, a leadoff single in the top of the first from Owen McElfatrick. The 2-1, or now it's 2-1, as that one misses low on Schaefer. Lucas Moore, the leadoff hitter for Waterloo, began the bottom of the first with a double. Later came in to score one batter later on an RBI single from Ben Wilmes. Evan Morrison's RBI knock made it 2-0 in favor of the hosts. The 2-1 delivery, a fastball from Epperling missing high. Now three balls and a strike on Grayson Schaefer. The 3-1 delivery misses low. Schaefer, a five-pitch walk. He's aboard for the first time in this ballgame. It's the second runner the Rafters had out on the bases. Castrell Duggar entered the ballgame last night after Jack Matthew was hit by that pitch in his left forearm in the seventh inning. Jack Matthews stayed on the bases to score, but Duggar came in as a defensive sub in the eighth inning, did not receive a plate appearance in that victory for the Rafters. The UCLA product hitting out of the sixth spot today for the Rafters takes a first-pitch fastball up and in. It's called a strike. And enter the bottom third of the Rafter order momentarily with Landon Gaz in the on-deck circle. A 294 hitter in his first eight games with the Rafters is Duggar. On one pitch, this one driven in the air center field. That sends Moore back out in front of the warning track to make the grab for the first out of the inning. Landon Gaz, this is his first start with the Rafters, has played in two games, is 1-for-3. Gaz entered for Owen McElfatrick in the top of the seventh inning. And that Rafter victory Friday night, McElfatrick leaving the game, did not play as well last night, but is able to start here today as the first pitch to Gaz misses high. Gaz collected his first hit as a Rafter in that ninth inning, was an infield single, and he later scored. Other than that, a couple punch-outs in a Rafter uniform for the UC Irvine product. Want to know the count? Right-hander Epperling sets, long pause with six on the pitch clock. The next delivery. This one tapped on the ground over right side of the infield. Morrison loses it. Second baseman's able to flip to Halverson, covering the bag in time. It is a 4-6 fielder's choice. Gaz is on first with two down here in the second. Trent Loyolas, 2-for-18 entering this ball game. This is his eighth game played in with the Raptors, has driven in three runs. All of those came in his Raptor debut nearly 2 weeks ago at Capital Credit Union Park against the Green Bay Rockers on June 11th. Did pick up a hit in the last game he played in. That was him off the bench in the DeKalb of the Wausau doubleheader on Thursday. First pitch to the left-handed hitting Loyolas pops this one up in the air, shallow center field. Evan Morrison, the second baseman, out on the grass to make the grab and retire the side. Once again, the Raptors send four to the plate. It's a leadoff walk drawn by Grayson Schaefer, but that's all they can muster. We head to the home half of the second. 7-8-9, Zach Mazok, Adam Bennis, Jay Williams due up against Nick Paulson when we return for Riverfront Stadium and Raptors Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
The morning show on WFHR, it's delicious.
Peanut butter and jelly should be squidgy.
Oh, I know a lot of people, yeah.
And on good squidgy white bread.
Yeah.
It's just, it's the way it's got
to
be.
My sister felt the same way. It's got to be, the middle especially for her had to be just a mush.
You guys, as fascinating as this conversation is, one very big thing you just missed there. Melissa just said the word squidgy on the air.
Yeah, she did.
I mean, what the what?
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on WFHR.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol, Honor the Earth Pow Wow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Bratfest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Let's get back to the Raptors here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Nick Paulson back out on the mound. It's the bottom of the second inning from Riverfront Stadium. 2-0 the score in favor of the Waterloo Bucks. Sandy Ockham, your voice, the Raptors on WFHR. This is game 26 of our 72-game slate this summer. Zach Mazok, Adam Bennis, Jay Williams to lead off the inning against the Southpaw Paulson. Mazok, the Baylor University Bear in 14 games this season with Waterloo, is a 3-14 hitter. 16-for-51. No long balls yet for Mazok. Does have a couple of doubles. Has drawn six walks. No runs, a hit, and an error for the Raptors. Two runs, three hits, no errors for Waterloo. Left down lefty battle. First pitch breaking ball from Paulson. Misses the outside corner for ball one. Raptors are here again tomorrow night, staying the night in Iowa, and then they've got back-to-back in Ashwaubenon at Capital Credit Union Park against the Green Bay Rockers Tuesday, Wednesday. The 1-0 breaking ball on the outside corner, called a strike by today's home plate umpire, Jacob Gorman. After the two-game set on the road against Green Bay, it's four consecutive games against the Fond du Lac Dock Spiders. We wrap out the first half of the season. 1-1 pitch. This one shot the other way from the left-handed hitting Mazok to left field. Catch is made by Walker Buchanan for the first out of the frame. Thursday, home against Fond du Lac. Friday, Saturday at Air Baker Field. And then Sunday, a matinee prior to two off days on Monday, July 1st and Tuesday, July 2nd against those Dock Spiders. Adam Bennis, in his 16 games with Waterloo so far this summer, the junior from South Dakota State, would rather flush his first 33 at-bats. Just three hits for the right-handed hitting Bennis. Swinging right through that first delivery from Nick Paulson. If you're doing the math at home, he's a .091 hitter. Getting on base at a .162 clip. Slugging .091 as well. An OPS of .253. Two runs driven in for Bennis. Does not have an extra base hit so far this season as the 0-1 breaking ball misses low and inside. And the Raptors have a big home stretch in return home for the second half of the campaign after those 2 days off on July 1st and 2nd. There's no better place to stay in the Raptors in the Rapids area in the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids, offering a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools, free home-style breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi. The Cobblestone also welcomes four-legged companions. Bring your cats, bring your dogs, bring your family pets to the Wisconsin Rapids area this summer. Big city quality, small town values at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. Count 1-2 on Bettis after fouling that one away. The payoff coming in here from Paulson. Breaking ball, another one fouled back. After that break on July 1st and 2nd, which will be much needed for everyone, the players, coaches, staff as well, they go on the road to Warner Park, a 5:05 first pitch on Wednesday, July 3rd against Madison, and then return home for three straight days. The next 1-2, fouled back. July 4th, it's a afternoon ball game, 1:05 first pitch against those Mallards, wrapping out a home-and-home from historic Witter Field. And then Thursday, Friday, I believe Friday, Saturday, that would then make the Green Bay series, if my memory serves correct. As the 1-2 pitch misses low, now two balls, two strikes after that off-speed delivery from Paulson. Yes, that would be correct. Green Bay, Firework Friday on July 5th. The next Firework Friday we have at historic Witter Field, and then also a 6:35 first pitch to wrap out that two-game set on Saturday the 6th. The 2-2. This one popped in the air down the first baseline. Loyola's giving chase. That'll find the seats. This is a tough road stretch for the Rafters between now and next Sunday before their two off days. Five road games in the next 7 days. These two at Waterloo, the two at Green Bay, the two at Fondy. But they just had a nice home stretch where all they had to do in the last week was make the trek to Wausau for that doubleheader on Thursday. Another 2-2 fouled back from Bennis. Good fight here from the Waterloo third baseman. Hawks putting up a two spot at the bottom of the first. Raptors falling behind again here early. Paulson, left-hander, comes set. The 2-2. Breaking ball, missing up and away. A full count drawn from Bennis in this long battle. Once again, as you look at the Great Lakes West standings, Wausau entering today 20-5 after getting their game suspended yesterday at home. 3-2, fouled away by Bennis. Madison at 17-7, dropping their last two, courtesy of the Rafters, are 2.5 back. Wisconsin Rapids, third place at 13-12, 7 back of the Woodchucks. 8.5 back are the 11-13 Lakeshore Chinooks in fourth place. 3-2, another one fouled back by Bennis. Green Bay in fifth at 11-14, 9 back of the leader, and rounding up the division is the 8-17 Fond du Lac Dock Spiders, 12 games back. Double-digit pitches here in this battle. The next 3-2 from Paulson on its way. Swing and a miss. Big victory there for Nick Paulson. Two up, two down in this bottom of the second inning. Bring up Jay Williams. Williams playing his 18th game of the summer with Waterloo. And made his Bucks debut in the series prior to facing the Rafters against Wilmer. Down lefty battle, first pitch, Williams taps this one foul down the first baseline. In 17 games, the Atlanta, Georgia native from Georgia State University is a 188 hitter. 6 hits and 32 at-bats. He's driven in 2 runs. Getting on base at an over 400 clip, though, at 409. He's struggling in the slugging department, though. A 188 slugging percentage entering today. The 0-1, a breaking ball from Paulson, misses low and inside. On deck, it's the top of the Waterloo order with their center fielder, Lucas Moore. Rafters will bring up 9-1-2 to the plate when we get to the top of the third inning from Riverfront Stadium. The 1-1. Chasing that fastball up top is Williams. Swing and a miss. It's 1-2. The Arnaud Mulamekic towing the rubber tomorrow for Wisconsin Rapids. It'll be the same two starters, Paulson and Mulamekic, who got the ball in the opening series between these two teams in the first week of the season. 1-2 breaking ball fouled back to the screen by Williams. Another 1-2 coming here to the 9-hole hitter for Waterloo. Williams, his last hit, came back on the 13th of June here at home, a 7-5 loss to Eau Claire. 1-2 fastball misses high. He's worked an even count here at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Williams yet to have a multi-hit game this season with Waterloo. has stolen 9 bases, though, is a threat on the paths. 2-2 pitch, got him swinging. Nick Paulson gets the 7-8-9 spots in the Waterloo order to go down 1-2-3 in this bottom of the second with a couple of punch-outs. We head to the top of the third here in Waterloo. 2-0 the score. You're hosting Bucks ahead of the Raptors. We'll be back in a couple minutes for Rafter Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Go yard this summer with special rebates from Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,650 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry! This offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
Construction again.
Thanks for tuning in to WFHR. The Birthday and Anniversary Club is sponsored by El Cafe Restaurant.
Really, man? It is hot. I'm stuck in traffic. Now I'm hungry.
Don't let your hunger monster win today. Feed it with a carnita burrito or taco.
That sounds really good right now.
El Cafe in Fort Edwards, where your hunger problem is a taco away.
Yeah, probably closed with all this construction.
Just go west on Verbunker, then south on 3rd until you get to 221 Market Avenue in Fort Edwards, Wisconsin.
Well, that was easy. Now that is a burrito.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the carpenters union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Top three here in Waterloo. It's 2-0 Bucks over your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Rafters on WFHR. You can catch all 72 games of this 2024 Northwoods League season right here. Want to give a thanks and a shout out to our friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, as this summer and all year round, they welcome you and invite you to explore, reconnect, and relax in the Rapids area to see all the fun there is to be had. For more information, check out visitwisrapids.com. That's once again, check out visitwisrapids.com for more information on the Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. 9-1-2 for the Rafters here in this third inning. Tracer Lopez then back to the top of the order with Owen McElfatrick and Mason Onati. No runs on a hit and an error for the Rafters. 2 runs on 3 hits and no errors for Waterloo. Righty on lefty battle here. Efferling fires. This one misses low and away to Tracer Lopez. Efferling, that was his 21st pitch. Worked a clean 2 innings against the Rafters thus far. The 1-0 pitch hit on a line over to first. That one snagged by Beatty. One up, one down here in the third. Top of the order, throwing McElfatrick. He has the lone Rafter hit, that being a base hit to lead off the top of the first inning. Rafters will get some time tomorrow to relax and hang out and try to get some good rest before the second game of this series. First pitch to McElfatrick from Efferling misses outside for a ball. Paulson, 43 pitches for the Rafters in 2 innings. He's allowed 3 hits. And those 2 runs has not walked a buck hitter yet and has struck out 2. Those coming as the last 2 outs in the bottom of the second inning. That's the 8-9 spots in the Waterloo order. Adam Bennis and Jay Williams each down swinging. The 2-0 to McElfatrick rolled over on the ground left side. Gloved Halverson. He'll gather and throw to first in time. 2 up, 2 down for Aiden Efferling here in the third. Mason Onati grounded out to his second base counterpart, Evan Morrison, in his first trip to the plate a couple innings ago. The Rafters, it's been a tough couple of nights despite winning the ball games at home against Madison. Game starting after 8:35, so an over 2-hour delay, and obviously it being tough last night with an early bust this morning. The first pitch from the right-hander, Efferling, is on the outside corner to Onati for a called strike. I'll tell you what, I know I'm going to get as much sleep as humanly possible tonight. I'm sure these Rafters will as well. The 0-1. That one misses on the outside corner. It's now 1 ball and a strike on the Rafters' second baseman. On deck is Matthew Buchanan of Follow. No Degatti or McGuire in the lineup here this afternoon. The 1-1. So one tapped on the ground, right side. Morrison will glove and throw to first in time to retire the side. It's a 4-3 putout to end the inning. A 1-2-3 frame for the right-hander Efferling. We head to the home half of the third inning. Top of the order due up for Waterloo when we return from Riverfront Stadium. It's Rafter Baseball on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters.
With combined decades of experience, the team at Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane power generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
It's the bottom of the third from Riverfront Stadium. Our score is 2-0 in favor of the Waterloo Bucks. Andy Ockham, your voice of the Rafters on WFHR, welcoming you back into the broadcast booth and thanking you as always for tuning in to this coverage of Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball in the 15th season of the organization. So far for the Rafters, just one hit, that being an Owen McElfatrick single to lead off the top of the first inning. An error as well defensively, and two runs on three hits for Waterloo, those coming in the first inning. Nick Paulson back out on the mound looking to replicate his 1-2-3 inning that he spun in the second. Left down lefty battle, first pitch, missing for ball one on Moore. Moore doubled and scored back in the first, showing bunt as this 1-1 pitch is in there for a called strike. Count now 1-1, I should say. Moore in his first 17 games, a .346 hitter. 27 hits and 78 at-bats. He's driven in 11 runs. An OPS over .830 so far this season. Doubling up on the breaking ball there is Paulson. A swing and a miss. It's now 1-2. Paulson ahead, two-strike count. The payoff pitch. Off speed, this one sprayed down the left field line. Buchanan giving chase, that'll find the seats. The 1-2. He got him swinging. Three straight punch-outs for Nick Paulson. He's retired the last five Waterloo batters he's faced. Ben Wilmus, the Granger, Iowa native, who had an RBI single and later scored back in the first inning, comes to the plate in search of the fourth hit for Waterloo this afternoon. When we get to the top of the fourth, the Rafters will bring 3-4-5 to the plate. Jack Matthew, Walker, Buchanan, and Grayson Schaefer. The first pitch, missing low on a breaking ball from Paulson. It's 1-0 to begin this battle. 1-0. This is low, 2 balls and no strikes. Brennan Hudson on deck, Chase Beatty to follow. The 2-0 delivery to the right-handed hitting Wilmus is fouled back to the screen. Rafters embarking on a lengthy road stand here before their next time off, and that's just a part of how the schedule is going to crumble this year for Wisconsin Rapids. Seems like it's every couple of weeks, two good weeks in terms of a lot of home games and not a lot on the road, and then vice versa. As the 2-1 fastball from Paulson has swung right on through. It's now 2-2. Yesterday for Wisconsin Rapids at home, it went Rodriguez, Berrios, Weisinger, and Perry from the pitchers used for first-year pitching coach Mike Spears. The 2-2 pitch, this one hit in the air right field. That one is going to dunk just foul down the line. Had extra bases written all over it for Wilmus if he was able to sneak that inside the foul line, but he was unable to. We'll do the 2-2 again. Looking across the Northwoods League scoreboard on this fine Sunday afternoon, bottom second at Athletic Park, a couple of Great Lakes West teams going at it. Green Bay at Wausau on ESPN+. It is 2-1 Woodchucks in the bottom half of the second inning. Scoreless at Air Baker Field, Lakeshore at Bondi, the 11-13 Chinooks and the 8-17 Dock Spiders. 2-2 pitch. That one fouled away. Count remains 2-2, or I should say. That one missed down low. The home plate umpire Jacob Gorman threw his hands up. Just assumed it caught the knob of Wilmus's bat. Instead, it's deflected down low by Cashel Duggar. It's now a full count. Nothing, top two from Rockford Stadium. Kenosha and the Rivets. So the game here and then the three I just mentioned are the only games going on right now across the league. 3-2 pitch, cracked on the ground, foul down the third baseline. Later on today, the other ESPN Plus Northwoods League baseball game from Joe Faber Field features the Mankato Moondogs and the St. Cloud Rocks. 5:05 Eastern, Turtle Creek Stadium. A couple of Michigan teams in the Northwoods League, Royal Oak Leprechauns and Traverse City Pit Spitters, will do battle. Grant Badley, the probable starter for Royal Oak, Jake Brown for the Pit Spitters. The next delivery misses high. Now it's 3-2, so that was a foul ball. It says 3-2 here on the right center field scoreboard at Riverfront Stadium. I should always know to trust my instincts, and now I do. So here's the first 3-2 pitch in this battle. It misses high for ball four. Wilmus draws a one-out walk and a lengthy plate appearance. He's aboard for the second time in this ballgame. Brennan Hudson, who grounded out back to Paulson on the hill, 1-3 in the first, will step into the box now. 5:05 Eastern as well, a couple more Great Lakes East opponents and members of the division presided by most of the Michigan teams. Kalamazoo at Battle Creek from MCCU Field. After playing a couple later ball games at Witter Field, Madison makes the trek to Indiana to take on the 3-21 Kokomo Jackrabbits. 5:05 Eastern, first pitch here today. First pitch to the left-handed hitting Brennan Hudson misses away for ball one. A 1-0 pitch in there for a called strike. A fastball, Paulson evening it up at 1-1. 5:05 Eastern, a couple of teams under double-digit wins from Mayo Field, the 9-15 Minot Hot Tots and the 6-20 Rochester Honkers. 1-1 pitch, this one fouled back to the screen. It's now 1-2. Another 5:05 game in the Central Time Zone. Wilmer Stingers at 15-9 hosting the 11-15 Eau Claire Express. And as continued to mention, the tidbit from a season ago, Wilmer, the only team in the Northwoods League to win 50-plus games in 2023. The 1-2 pitch is fouled away. The Rafters won 50-plus games just a couple seasons ago, 57-15 in the 2022 summer. Copeland Park, after the lacrosse swept Waterloo at home, it's the Thunder Bay Border Cats and the Lacrosse Loggers. Another pickoff move to check in on first prior to the payoff pitch. Here comes the 1-2. Another one hit in the air into foul territory down the left field line. Grayson Schaefer shading the sun. That one will ricochet off the front of the border in front of the stand. Count remains 1-2. walk drawn by Wilmus. Put him aboard with one down in the frame. Another pickoff move from Paulson to check in on him. Loyola's covering at the back. Chase Beatty on deck, Evan Morrison to follow. Paulson set the next 1-2, missing high. 105 first pitch here this afternoon. We're 45 minutes into the ball game in the home half of the third inning. Two runs in the first for Waterloo. That's the lone scoring up to this point. All of their knocks coming in that inning as well. The 2-2, missing low and away, blocked by Duggar. It's now a full count on Hudson. The 3-2 runner takes off. Hudson pops this one in the air. That'll go beyond our press box here this afternoon. At Riverfront Stadium, we'll do the 3-2 again. Another lengthy battle and back-to-back plate appearances against Nick Paulson. Some softball action in Mankato. The Northwoods League softball. Lacrosse Steam at 1-4, taking on the 3-1 Mankato Habaneros. At 5:35, 3-2 swung on and missed. Paulson collects his fourth strikeout. It's a huge battle won there for the Southpaw, his second of the inning, and it's two down in the frame. Chase Beatty playing in his first game with Waterloo and his first at-bat with the Bucks, popped out to the first baseman Trent Loyolas right in front of the bag in the first inning. First pitch from Paulson to Beatty, misses upstairs. Raptors will send 3-4-5 to the plate when we get to the top of the fourth. Jack Matthew, Walker Buchanan, and Grayson Schaefer. Paulson, the left-hander, set, working out of the stretch, the 1-0. We'll have to wait as he doesn't do the full leg kick motion of first on that pickoff, just in disengagement off the back of the rubber. We'll get two Southpaws doubling up here in this series. Mulemekic to follow tomorrow at a 6:35 night game from Riverfront Stadium. 1-0 pitch, skied in the air. Right side of the infield, Mason Onati shading the sun, and he makes the grab to retire the side. Paulson faces one over the minimum here in the third, issuing a walk with one out to Ben Wilmus, but he's left on the bases. We head to the fourth inning here in Waterloo. 2-0 the score. Bucks leading the Rafters on 97.5 FM. 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Here we... What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it. The moon.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to James Help Seth Pick the Next Theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry, though. It'll be fine.
Yeah, all right. You got me. I give up.
That's it. The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Three, four, five to the Raptors in the top half of the fourth inning from Riverfront Stadium. No runs on a hit and an error for Wisconsin Rapids. Two runs on three hits, no errors for Waterloo in the first of this two-game series in Iowa and the third of four games between the two teams in this 2022-2024 Northwoods League season. There we go. Andy Ockmer, voice of the Raptors, back here with you on WFHR. This is game 26 of 72 on our airwaves this season. First pitch to Jack Matthews, swinging away. He fouls this one down the first baseline, and it'll find the seats. Matthews 0-for-1, a ground out to the Waterloo shortstop, Ian Halverson. Back in the top of the first inning. On deck is Buchanan, Schaefer to follow. The 0-1 in there for a called strike. It's now 0-2. The 0-2 working quickly is the right-hander Efferling, and he gets him swinging on a breaking ball. Matthew down on strikes for the first out of this fourth inning. 3 1/3 for Efferling. Now 30 pitches thrown. He's been efficient as well. In this afternoon ballgame, Nick Paulson through three innings has thrown 68 pitches. Some action down the line for the Raptors. That looks to be Matt Hurd, the right-hander from the University of North Georgia, warming up. Walker Buchanan, a fly out to the right fielder Ben Wilmus back in the first inning. That ended the frame. Swinging away and a ground ball down the third baseline. It's fair. Getting by Adam Bennis. Hitting the bag at first is Buchanan. He'll get into second standing. It's a one-out double in the second hit of the ballgame for the Raptors. It comes with one down in the top of the fourth inning. Raptors needed that more than ever. Buchanan continuing to come through when they need him to the most. And Grayson Schaefer looking for his first official at bat of the ballgame. Drew a five-pitch walk to lead off the second. Being off second, Buchanan first pitch to Schaefer, rolled over on the ground left side. Halverson, the shortstop, will glove, and they got Walker Buchanan hung up between second and third in a rundown. Buchanan loses his footing, dives back into second, but he's tagged from behind in time for the second out of the inning. Schaefer aboard on the fielder's choice. That's where he'll stay at first base with two outs in the top of the fourth inning. When we get to the home half of the fourth here in Waterloo, it'll be the 5-6-7 spots. Lefty, righty, lefty. Two up for the Bucs. Evan Morrison, Ian Halverson, and Zach Mazok. Cashel Duggar, a fly out to center field back in the second inning. Catch made by Lucas Moore. First pitch to the left-handed hitting Duggar is a fastball painted on the outside corner for a called strike. Duggar now playing his ninth game with the Raptors for joining the team just over a week ago. The 0-1 pitch, this one. Lined foul down the third baseline. It's quickly 0-2. That one off the netting and into the Waterloo dugout. Nice play made by one of the reserves on the Bucs down the third baseline. Right-hander Efferling comes set, looking for four scoreless at home. The payoff, this one hit on the ground, left side. That's going to get by. A diving Bennis into left field for a base hit. It's a two-out knock for Duggar, the second hit of the inning and the third of the ballgame for Wisconsin Rapids. The Raptors have two on for the seven-hole hitter, Landon Gaz. Gaz reached in his first plate appearance of the ballgame in the second inning. It came on a 4-6 fielder's choice. He's got a chance here with a runner in scoring position to bring in the first run of the afternoon for the Raptors. Righty on righty, battle Gaz in right field this afternoon. Jorge Degatti for the Raptors. First pitch, breaking ball, missing low, blocked by the catcher, Meza. Two completely different ball games, despite each being a one-run deficit in Rapids in the opening week of the season. 7-6 on that Wednesday night opener of the series. 2-1 in the series finale, both in favor of the Raptors. 1-0 pitch, tapped on the ground, right side. The second baseman, Morrison, will glove and flip to second in time. For an inning-ending 4-6, fielder's choice. The Raptors leave two on, can't push anything across. We head to the bottom of the fourth in Waterloo. 2-0 the score. Morrison, Halverson, Mazok do up against the new pitcher in the ballgame for Wisconsin Rapids, Matt Hurd, when we return on your home for Raptor Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Don't just score a new ride. Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and Central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with